All right, now good afternoon to you guys. I'm Vidrick Jordan. Hope you guys are great. I got about these old racists. All right, now take about 40%. These racists are mad about my 30%. They're so full of shit, godless, awful, racist, right? And you got people like Jake Snell, them too. They just horrible hell. If you're going to call out Biden and mention these old damn racists, you got to call out these other buttholes too, right? All right, now that's for the Lord. So if they're saying 40%, they are admitting that, you know, the work is worth it, that the money is worth it, that the instantaneous results are worth it, that nobody lost their money and it's worth it, right? These shithole racists, right? They call me niggers. Saying cut and fill, this that makes sense. Don't borrow over $100 trillion in fraud. Don't put the United States in further debt with no way to pay it back. Does that make sense? In fact, they're saying 40% now. Right now, as if they can dictate something, as if they can make rules for something, as if they can, as if these racists in the United States can stipulate some. Okay, again, I say it's a global supply chain that don't have anything to do with these shitholes, right? They don't own Ripple. They don't own the supply chain. What's up? You are not in a position to make no deal. What's up? Right? Despite none of them losing their money, you know, that's for the Lord. And want to say cotton fields, black bitches, and niggers, and Cleveland, I'm not being sensitive to you. See what Prisker said when Biden was calling me a nigger, black bitches, and saying cotton fields? Well, like, nobody ever believed, you know, we talked about this over 2 months ago. I told you guys that. Not just that, even him calling me nigger so many times, he got busted at the international level. Him calling the Klan, militant racist family, saying frame it, help him, just help, you know, convince William, like, so I can get rid of this nigga to help him lie, the old nasty militant family. I didn't instigate, I didn't start it. All right, now, that's for the Lord, right now. Now you got this old shithole racist, right? Does that make sense? Right now, these racists in the United States saying cotton fields, and right now, that's for the Lord, and lynchies and nigger, and clearly they'll be begging different countries, and clearly they keep popping their ass up begging on talking about 40% because they're going to lose everything. They got a problem with the 30%, so they're admitting that the 40% would be worth more than it would be worth it, but the 30% is less than the 40%, and they got a problem with the 40% and saying the 40% would be worth it. That would be more than 30%. It's the same with these folks, right? All they do is fucking lie, okay? So the next time these shitholes get up and say, God forgive us, the next time, thank God for Jesus, I thank God for Jesus, I thank God for Jesus, money earned. It's never been done in no generation, no era, right? Does that make sense right now? Right now, Rockefeller, let me get put a disclaimer there by Jesus' voice, by Jesus' goodness, Jesus the Lord power. I don't have any power like that. Oh, God, no. But this has never been done before. Does that make sense in no generation except King Solomon's time in B.C. and A.D. and Caesar and William the Conqueror? He was the richest king in England's history. Does that make sense? It's not me bragging. Ghani's Khan, Musa Mustafa. This has never been done. $1 trillion, show it to me in history. You got 7 continents in a row, you got 8 billion people, like a revolving door. Right now, there have been countless people on the face of this earth. Show me the history books where this has been done. And on top of God, Jesus the Lord, pouring this out, because I have the power like that. I'm just a person. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 8 and 22, right now, if I'm not mistaken, says that the Lord will give you the power to get wealth. I'm not mistaken about the Lord. Stand up the scripture. Right now, Deuteronomy 8 and 22 said, it's the Lord God that gives you the power to get wealth. The Lord God, Jehovah the Lord, Jesus the Lord, the Holy Spirit poured this out. Never happened in no history books, and on top of it, never happened in no history books. Nobody on planet Earth lost their money. They invested in Europe. Nobody lost their money in Europe, right? They invested in the United States. Nobody lost their money in the United States. They invested in Oceania. That would be Australia and New Zealand. Nobody lost their money. What's up? They invested in North America. That would be Canada. Does that mean that somebody know if these races like Mexico invested so shitty? All right, no, but they didn't lose their money. All right, no, that they invested overseas. Does that make sense? All right, no, in France, I'm not sure if they let Russia buy any. Does that make sense right now in the UK, Saudi Arabia, Royal Prince, they bought a lot of it. Nobody lost their money on planet Earth, and it's never been done in no generation, not ever. On top of that, it's so ironclad that Jesus poured it out, because I don't have any power like that. It's so ironclad what the clap with the Lord poured out. It's never been done in no generation. On top of that, nobody lost their money, and across the earth, everybody bought it. What's up? Fair and square earned 30%, right? Over $1 trillion. Never been done in planet Earth's history except King Solomon. The Lord pointed out. The Lord did this again for me. All right, and on top of that, nobody lost their money. Then you got these racists crying, well, 40% now. They got a problem with the 30%. They're so full of shit. So they are admitting that, you know, the 30% is earned, right? They're just mad because they can't steal it, right? What a joke. I'm not dealing with the United States. I'm happy to go over to Europe and Asia and offer to stop with the United States remaining black, and this is why, with these racists. I don't make deals with racists. Does that make sense? They don't have the authority to. It's a global supply chain. Does that make sense? Right now, and I own Ripple. There is no middleman. They cut out. They threw. It's a global supply chain. I own Ripple. Where can they make a deal at? Who the hell are they supposed to be? What? I hope that you guys will agree. Right now, so that's very humbling to say that, but I kept saying that starting with these folks, the fact that they did everything they could to try to, like, you know, keep that white power, that white supremacy, that racism, that bigotry, that Jim Crow lynch you and hate you, to the fact that despite the money being earned, these shitholes talk about 40%, they're talking shit about stealing my money or reducing it, despite them saying now 40% and it's earned, they're so shitty and racist, and just hate to see me with it. Talk about cotton fields and black bitches and niggers, right? That was my point to this. Oh, nothing to do with the United States or the racists in it. I'm not taking a reduction for shit. You racists can have back your citizenship. What's up? Every time they get up the crowd 40%, they are admitting that it's earned, right? They have said that so many times, right? What a joke. Nasty. I hope that in these old buttholes like TJC's fake preachers that don't believe in Jesus, don't think they won't need Jesus of different colors. Oh, that with the rainbow of assholes, right? They ain't gave it to nobody but themselves and want to try to steal. You want to steal from me? The devil is allowed. You racists and these old butthole assholes can have any citizenship, right? But by their admission, it's earned 30%, right? With no dealings with the United States. Fuck no. This is why. All right, I'm going to Israel. Jesus willing to go to the banker right now. Out of respect for Father God, Jehovah, the Lord, Jesus, the Lord, Holy Spirit, God willing to give Israel the opportunity. Right now to, you know, give Israel the opportunity right now for the $32 quadrillion if they so choose to. Either way, I promise to let I write Israel a $2 quadrillion check or go to China. Right now, that's what I got an overnight job coming up this Thursday, right? But thank God, right? Right now, to make sure I get as many hours as I need so I can go get this done. But, you know, it's just been a stressful thing to deal with America, right? Right now, the lynchings, the trauma and stuff, man, I want nothing to do with America. But they want these shitholes on the public talk about 40%, and they mad they're trying to steal the 30%. They so full of shit and all they do is lie, right? By God's goodness, they have no attachment to the money, they nasty asses. It's not theirs. It's from across planet Earth. They have no supply to the supply chain. They can't lie that it's theirs. They put zero investments. The United States as a country, as an entity, put zero investments on top of it. It's a global supply chain that's not even tied to these buttholes, so they can't lie. It's theirs. All right, no, that's what I mean. What's up? There's no middleman racist this time. Or butthole like T.D. Jakes, to be fair. Right? Global supply chain, not connected to the United States. I own Ripple. That's not connected to the United States, right? In Jesus, good. Right? No dealings with the United States. No, I'm going to offer over Europe and Asia. So, you know, so different countries can buy. Right now, Europe, Asia, the steppes, Oceania, South America, Africa. Right now, Canada and Mexico are welcome to buy too. United States being black, and this is why. This is why. Thank you guys so much. All right, Jesus, well, I'm very excited to go to the bank in Israel, right? But clearly, I didn't start it, right? Like, even with the Middleton family. I had to literally talk about that, you know, these old nasty racists, does that make sense, right, and do nothing to them? But they popped up saying cotton fields and niggers. What did your Prisker say about Biden calling me niggers so many times, calling me black bitches, gorillas, monkeys, and trash, and saying that, you know, I'm a black bitch, I'm a nigger, and it's a cotton field? And what did Prisker say? We talked about this over 2 months ago. I consistently said this. He like, well, nobody ever believed you anyway, and they busted his nasty old ass at the international level, and they believed me, and they told his ass about it. What's up? I'm not starting it, right? Thank you guys so much. America sucks ass for this reason. It's so damn racist, right? Everybody in it ain't racist, but clearly I'm not imagining the problems in the racism in it, right? Just, Lord, thank you guys so much.